Welcome to That Story Show, where we tell your hilarious real-life stories.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
And I am John Steinkleber. And James, this week on That Story Show, Lori falls for Subway. David gets yelled at for turning off a dryer.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Kyrie's single friend kind of gets hit on.
Kind of.
And Jay steps on something that's not leaves.
Oh, well, on this show, it can only be one thing.
Yeah,
it's not a big tease.
I don't know. It could be Legos. Could have stepped on Legos.
Yeah,
they're kind of crunchy.
We'll see. How you been doing?
I'm good. It's the week before a long weekend.
Right.
Labor Day.
Yeah.
Is coming up
Labor
on
Day.
Monday. Yeah, so congratulations on all of our people who get to take a day off on Monday. And if you're not one of those people, I am sorry.
Yeah, thank you for your service. Yes. You're the people that Labor Day was created for. That's the ironic thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, here we are. And we have to fit all that extra time that we don't work on Monday into the days around it. So,
yeah. Yeah, I was working on the website that I'm in charge of, and
yeah,
it was getting
Webmaster.
Really close to 4:30, and I was really knee-deep in something, and I like just undid everything.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, because there's no saving a draft. It was either post it or not, you know, and I'm like, okay, oh. I'll just cut and paste this into Notepad. Because okay. I ain't going to get no call. Like, we can't buy, you know,
yeah,
squeegees.
We don't need that.
You know, I don't want to get fired. I just got there. You know, I just got the
seat
warm.
You just memorized everybody's names
and you're making
good friendships.
You would think, but I am the worst about that. Do you ever do that where you go to meet a new person? Maybe you're not, but I'm like, hi, my name is James. What's your name? And they'll be like, I'm Skibbity-Doo. And immediately, I don't even immediately forget. I don't think I even listen to their name.
You're thinking about the next thing that you need to talk to them about. And then it's like, oh, they said a name in there somewhere.
I seriously don't have the capacity in that situation to store anything in RAM, much less on the hard drive in my head. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think I'd forget my own name if I didn't have it tattooed on my butt.
Okay, how does that even work? I'm curious.
I carry a little mirror around. So I had it written backwards.
Ah, mirrored image.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't, your name would be...
Some-ish. What was I saying? I don't remember now. I'm going to mark it. Tattooed butt, yeah. I just don't remember anybody's name. So I've got like a half a dozen people down, which is better than anything. But what I've done is I grab a notepad and I look, when they introduce themselves to me, I look to where they go and I write down where they sit.
Nice.
So I'm like, Brian is the dude all the way in the back. I literally have his written down. And then I'm like, Cindy sits behind you, idiot. You know, don't forget her out of all the people. So, yeah.
Well, she can see your name, except it's backwards.
No, she has never seen my name. We're not that close.
Oh, it's so it's not in a conspicuous location.
No. It is not in a conspicuous location. It's like where they signed Cabbage Patch dolls.
Oh, on her cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too personal, but is it the left or the right? You know? Is it in Comic Sans Serif or Papyrus?
Papyrus would have hurt too bad, so we went with a nice thick Comic Sans.
Comic Sans.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't have any tattoos.
Oh, really?
I can remember my name, yeah.
I have one. I have one on my right hand. It's a Buzz Lightyear. I'll show it to the camera.
It's beautiful.
It's upside down because I can't turn my arm weird, but
you'd have to stand on your hands.
I would. And it would just be very uncomfortable for me. We always start with an opening story. This one's a voicemail from Lori in Texas. I like to call it the wrong way to do Subway. Here we go.
Hey, this is Lori from Texas. And I have to clear something up. In episode 472, the dark episode, your words, not mine, the appearance of my face was in question.
Yeah, I remember, because you got
I just want to tell everyone that I have a decent-looking face.
No, you don't.
Despite the ice ball to the lip and the tennis ball to the eye.
Yeah, you're in denial.
My husband can see very well, and he loves my face.
Yeah, he goes to the same support
but
group.
You did remind me of another story where my face was targeted.
Yeah.
Seems that something happens to my face about every 15 years or so.
Yeah.
I was working in a town about an hour and a half from my home. I went to Subway for lunch. There was only one person in front of me in line, but she had a really large order. After about 10 minutes, I finally got to place my order. When I went to pay, I was told that the lady with the large order paid for mine. I was so struck by her kindness that I teared up.
Aww.
I got my food and headed out to the car.
It's nice.
I had only been in this Subway one other time. It was an odd-shaped parking lot and sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
With tears in my eyes, I stepped off the curb, not realizing that there was a curb. I went to my knees and face planted, breaking my glasses into five pieces and cutting a huge gash above my right eye. Blood was everywhere. My shirt was covered. I called a nurse friend who was in town. She bandaged me up, said I should get stitches, but I didn't listen. I had an extra pair of glasses with me, so I was able to drive home. It healed nicely, even without stitches. It's amazing how well God can heal us. My face is fine.
He's the only
option.
Just
a couple small scars, hardly noticeable. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for writing in. I remember her story. You'll have to go back and listen to it, but she got struck in the face quite a few times, and I might have made fun of her a little bit about that. And so she felt like she had to call in. And you know, I'm just going to say this. I don't believe anything you said about your face, because you have had many damages, and you said you admitted to having scars on your face. I think the lady paid for your sub sandwich because she felt sorry for you.
That's terrible, James. You can't say that. Lori's a faithful listener.
She is a faithful listener, and we love all of our listeners, no matter how ugly they are.
Oh, jeez. But she confessed to the healing power of God, and she did not need stitches, even though she did. And I believe that God restored every single beauty mark.
Beauty mark?
On her face.
Another name for a mole? Now you're adding on stuff I hadn't even thought of. Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't that a beauty mark is a well-placed mole? Like a socially acceptable mole? Like if
maybe
it's on your nose, that's gross. But if it's just right there where a dimple would be, Marilyn Monroe style, it's amazing. Yeah. So
do you know, I learned something today that in Victorian era, they would actually draw on a beauty mark, quote unquote. And where that beauty mark was located on a lady's face, implied something about their character.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
it did.
All right. Let's just skip to the one question I want to ask. What was bad? You know, where was the bad place to put a mark? To say you had bad character and bad ambitions and bad intentions.
There were a few locations around your mouth that, like, if it was like over your lip, I think that it was like you were like being discreet about your relationships.
Okay.
And if it was under your mouth, like, or on your chin or something like that, it meant something about, it was like most people, you know,
I'm here
respectable
to party.
People. Yeah. I think that's what it was. Yeah. I'm here to party.
Okay. All right. It's good to know if I ever go back in time and I'm hitting on some hot Victorian chick, I can read the room. It's like, it's like visual braille.
Read the room.
But yeah, Victorian era, man, that was the place to be if you were into debauchery, from what I understand. It's like every movie that takes place in that period where men wore high heels and they're up to extramarital pie, as me and my wife call it for some reason. We always call it extramarital pie.
Like, pie.
Yeah. If you're not eating the pie at your own house, it's extramarital pie.
It's a good way to put it.
I don't know. I think one of us misspoke one time and was trying to say something else, and it stuck, you know,
became pie.
Anyway, let's do a news nugget. We missed it last week. All right. There was a man arrested for training his dog to throw bricks at people that were ringing his doorbell.
Wait, what? Yeah. Throw bricks at people?
Yeah. In March 2024, an Asian man was arrested for training his dog to throw bricks down on people who were ringing his doorbells after photos of his pit bull holding bricks in its mouth went viral. So he's up on the roof of the house, this flat roof, you know, house.
Gotcha.
And there's a stack of these paving bricks, you know, like a retaining wall type brick, and this freaking huge dog chomping down on them. And he's been trained to drop them on their heads. That would kill somebody.
Well, it depends on how high up it is. I mean, I've seen, you know, Home Alone 2, and he was up a few stories, and he was throwing those bricks, and those guys were fine.
Yeah, that movie had it shown actual damage, would have been beyond a hard R rating. There's no way.
Marv.
I just imagine somebody dropping a brick from an inch above my head. How that would leave a mark.
That would hurt.
It would hurt. It would probably give you a headache. So, you know, add 15 feet to that and then pile on that it's a stupid dog. I don't like dogs. There. And so if a dog hit me with a brick, it would be insult and injury.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even have the strength to throw it back. And dogs are so daggum, agility, agile.
Agile. Yeah, that's the word.
I actually read the words that pop up in my head. And so I mispronounced the word I was reading. I don't know if I actually do that, but that's what that sounded like fragile.
Fragile. It must be Italian. Here's the real kicker to that story.
Yeah.
Why didn't, if he didn't want people ringing his doorbell, why didn't he just get rid of the doorbell?
I know. But I think he was up to something. I think he just wanted to hurt people. And that's why he got arrested. But my question is, did they take care of the dog? Did they take the dog? Because you arrest the guy, right?
Yeah.
And then somebody comes to visit him while he's in jail, and the dog's still dropping blocks from the ceiling. It doesn't really take care of the problem, does it?
No.
Yeah. I'm expecting the next week's story is 20 Asian people were put in the hospital because this dude wasn't around to untrain his dog. So
does the dog have to go to some kind of therapy to unlearn how to drop bricks?
You know, how would you first teach a dog? You know, he's just, you know, he's down on his hands and knees, the owner, and he's just like, okay, when you hear this sound, grab a brick and drop it off the scene. I don't know how you do that. You start, I guess, from puppyhood and you get puppyhood. Him to hate that sound. Ding dong, and then just hit him with something. Yeah, and he gets riled up every time he hears it. And then what's the next step?
You have to give him a brick.
Yeah.
And then when he holds the brick and drops it,
you give him a treat.
And you give him a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he hates doorbells. He knows that there's something coming. You give him something to do to make the doorbell sound okay. And then what?
You have to take one to the team for the team and you have to let him drop that brick on your head.
Okay. So you're wearing a helmet of some kind, obviously, because you don't want to die. Helmet.
You don't want to die.
You're trying to kill others, you know, it was safety first, even when murder's concerned, you know, safety first. So,
jeez.
I don't know. How do you untrain that once you've done it? That's the thing. It's like, now we're going to like people. I just say crate training, you know?
Crate and spray bottles. Isn't that the thing? Isn't that what you use with dogs?
No. Oh, I didn't know about this.
Water. Yeah.
I knew you could do that with foster kids, but dogs.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's spray bottles with water in them. Not anything that, you know, would hurt.
Caustic,
the
not anything caustic.
Right.
Yeah.
Just water.
Just and you water. Spray them.
Apparently, they don't like that. I mean, for me, that'd be a treat.
Yeah.
As hot as it's been around here lately, I'll be doing bad stuff all day. Just spray me in the face with that.
I'll be bricking 100 people a day. To get sprayed. Yeah. John, you're a bad dog. You're a bad dog. Well, anyway.
Don't throw me in the briar patch.
We're going to get right back to more of your hilarious stories right after these brief messages. Hi, folks. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with specific subjects or need help with a subject? Is your child ahead and not getting challenged enough in class? I know when my kids were young, we found that regular school wasn't giving them enough to learn. And we would literally homeschool them every day after they got home from school. And IXL is a product I wish I had access to back in the day. IXL is the perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum. It offers interactive practice problems, educational games, lessons, and the video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's flexible and personalized because kids can explore any topic in any grade level, and they aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were falling too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them to get the exact support they need. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And that Story Show listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's do some featured stories.
Let me tell y'all a story. Let me tell y'all a story.
All right, we got some middle school drama.
Dang it. Move out of the way. away, stupid.
It's called Dang Dryer. It's from David in Portland, Oregon. My story is a real LBB story. Oh, I didn't realize that. We have that too.
One of the many tools of the devil.
So we were going to Canada for a big trip in the summer with some friends. I've never been to Canada. My wife says it's beautiful.
It's pretty nice. I've been to two different parts of Canada.
Yeah?
Been to Quebec and Montreal. Montreal? No. Where's the place on the west side?
Don't ask me. Quebec is the only thing that I can name, and that's just because you said it.
I've been to Toronto, and I've been to Calgary.
Oh.
There we go.
Okay.
And then a bunch of space in between, because remember I took that road trip with my friend Phil?
Mm-hmm.
And all the space in between is pretty much nothing except for plains and fields.
Yeah,
it is gorgeous, but it's not much there.
I saw a map of the actual populated areas of Canada, and there ain't much of it.
No, it's crazy. They're all confined.
It's mostly
in
near
these
the
few
states
areas.
And the shorelines. You know, it's crazy.
Yep. It's beautiful though, especially the Rocky Mountains area there near Portland and Oregon.
I heard a comedian the other day talking about Canada and America and how Canada is a lot like America, except it's like you could tell they came from the same family, except there was a divorce and Canada went with mom, who was all like, what can I do for you? You know, let's teach you to be polite and kind. And America got stuck with dad. Let's get some guns and some beers and some trucks. Let's go do it up, boy.
Blow stuff up.
So
that's a good analogy.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. But anyway, so he gets to go to Canada, this David character. He says, one of my best friends was going with us and his family, and downstairs was the laundry room and dryer. And there was a problem with the dryer. It wouldn't stop. So it would just go for the whole night if you didn't manually stop it. So my best friend's mom had put some clothes in the dryer. Actually, he says cloths in the dryer. It's middle school drama.
Were they swaddling cloths?
Yeah. that afternoon, and then like at 10 p.m., it was still going. So I go up to the stairs and I tell my mom. And she says, just go turn it off so it won't start a fire. So I went downstairs, didn't know it could have started a fire, really concerned.
A little scared now.
So while I was down there, my friend's mom walks in and she looks at me, and I'm not kidding, she starts screaming her head off. She's like, what are you doing? And me being terribly embarrassed, I said that, well, it's been going like for 10 hours and my mom told me to turn it off. And she looks at me and she says, it's my clothes in there, and so I'm responsible.
Oh.
I felt so bad.
Man.
I'm sure I blushed. See, that's, you could tell he's middle school because
yeah,
when you get older,
the misspellings.
You can, yeah, the misspellings is one of them. I blooshed.
I blooshed.
Ron's own bloosh. Ron's own bloosh.
Parks he also right. said that she looked at me.
Looked at me. She ate me.
I'm hungry.
I went and told my mom what had just happened. And she went and talked with my friend's mom. Now, here's where it gets good. She wouldn't apologize.
That's not good.
That's an LBB for real.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Love your show. Keep doing what you're doing. Hope this makes it on the show. David from Portland, Oregon.
Huh.
Man.
So that was middle school drama, LBB, and just a serious misfortune of events.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why you got yelled at. She must have been having some other problems. Because I don't know if your wife's like this, but if I'm just doing fine, you know, like doing fine, everything's fine. I don't know. I'm just doing something. And all of a sudden I get yelled at. Like, initially, back when we were first married, I would come back at her full strength. What's going on? Why are you yelling at me?
Yeah!
I didn't do anything. Yeah. And now that I'm old, I'm like, this ain't me. There's something else going on. Let's find out. I said, well, baby, you need to talk? What's going on? Who hurt you? I'm on your team. I don't want to be against right. you. I am for you. I am here for you, sweetie. I have learned many a lesson, and that is the best one of all, is that I am on her side no matter if she's wrong or right. And so when this lady, if my wife ever came and yelled at me and said, my cousin is yours, my responsibility, I'd be like, what's going on, sweetie? What's going on? You just made a middle schooler cry. What's going on?
Yeah. Now, I will say, as being a perpetual middle schooler myself, that the sensitivity level is a little bit heightened when you're as young. A middle schooler.
Yeah.
So she might have came in and just said, hey, it's my responsibility. I'll take care of it. But in the middle school brain, that translates Dude, to...
He wrote it in all caps.
All caps, yeah.
And so I had to scream it.
You did. And that may be how it happened, but it might also just be, you know, sensitive middle school.
You know what
stuff.
I'd have done? Middle schooler in me would have slammed that door and hit the start button again and just walked out without telling mom or nobody. Nobody would know. And it would dry until they shrunk down to mice clothes.
Mice clothes.
Yep. Freaking
That's perfect.
The clothes that Cinderella made for Gus and Toot Toot or whatever is Jack? Jock?
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. So... It's not right that Gus got a short shirt.
Yeah, right? I mean...
He was fat.
That's all he got, too, if I remember. Didn't some of the other mice, didn't they have, like, pants and stuff?
I don't think anybody had pants.
Okay.
And that's okay. That's cartoon. That's just what you get when you're a cartoon. Sometimes you get pants like Mickey. Sometimes you don't like Donald Duck. And that's okay. If you got pants, Pluto don't. It's in the same universe. You can do that.
Yes.
But if you're a well-sized rotund mouse and you're with a loving princess to be, you would think she would have done something that was a little more slimming.
Yeah, because she had the time to them clothes.
She did it out of the kindness of her heart, except for the fat mouse. She's like, let me make one a little tank top for him. So his gut can show.
You know what? I bet you she made his last, and that's all the material she had.
You're so nice, John. You're so nice.
No, I'm just saying she probably should have thought it through a little better.
Don't you know we're not supposed to be on Disney's side anymore? We're supposed to hate on Disney, man.
Overpriced theme park full of jerks.
Screwing up Star Wars. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, and it's the fans' fault that they were so bad at Star Wars. It's the fans' fault, don't you know?
Yeah, so get angry.
I don't care.
Okay, I don't either.
but I can match your level of frustration.
Okay, yeah, if Disney was my wife, I'd pull her aside right now and just say, what happened? What happened to you? What did Star Wars do to you? So,
yeah.
That you want to beat it up so bad. So is it Kyrie? Am I saying that right? Kyrie? Kyrie? I can't remember.
K-A-Y-R-I-E.
Yeah.
And she didn't pronounce it phonetically.
No, but I remember meeting her at NarthexCon this year. She was the brightest little spot of sunshine in the whole place.
Oh, yeah. I think it is Kyrie.
Kyrie. Okay. Her whole family came from Berryville, Arkansas, just because she asked them to. And, She was a thrill to have in the audience. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thrill. And she won some Starbucks, if I remember right. So
I wonder if she got to have it.
I don't know.
Or did mom and dad take it all?
I hope if they did, because I know some people don't want their kids having caffeine. Maybe they gave her the money, you know, $10. So.
No. I bet you they let her drink it all in one shot.
All right, Kyrie, if they did, we need to know. We need to know, how did that work out? Did you cry because you won this prize and they took it and sold it to somebody for money to buy drugs? Or did that not happen at all? And you got to drink, you know, a cup of latte.
Or you know, they do have other drinks at Starbucks, like water.
Bright, right. Anyway, this is called...
They got them cake pops, too.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't trust cake pops.
Why?
Okay. because they're excess cake, right? You've seen these made, and they smush them up in their hands, right?
Yeah.
And then they put them on a stick, uh-huh. and they dunk them in chocolate or icing or some sort of thing, right? Yeah.
That's right.
To me, it just feels like they did it in their mouth and spit it out and stuck it on a pipe and dunked it in the icing. I don't know why I feel this way about cake pops, but just it's no different than making meatballs. And I have no problem with a well-made meatball, but something about cake pops makes me feel like somebody just balled it up, you know?
In your mouth.
In your mouth and spit it out on a lollipop stick and said, you know what? This is the easiest way to do that. I don't know. I don't like crushed
cake. I used to like them. I don't think I want to eat them anymore.
I don't eat them at all because of that. I can't get that image out of my head that it's been made in the mouth of a Pinterest enthusiast. So
there's something they found on their Pinterest board, and I can do that. I can do it better.
Yeah.
I can do it with my mouth.
I don't even need to read the instructions on how it's done. I already have a method, tried and true.
I used to do it on TikTok, but I got a better method.
I used to do it with my Big League Chew. I can do it with this bread, this sugar bread. It'll be great. Anyway, this is called Bright Fight. My bad.
Bright Fight.
And I
think if we pronounced her name wrong, she's going to let us know next week for sure.
Please do. Hi, James and John. Love your show. Keep them coming. Well, a while back in our church, we had a youth service in the gym reserved for afterwards. Since they didn't have to go, my parents decided to go on a date and leave me and my siblings with a single lady in our church named Mackenzie. Okay.
All the single ladies.
Put your hands up, and now you get stuck with some kids.
You don't got nothing else to do, so watch our children. Is that how that song goes?
Yeah, it's exactly how it goes, actually. Beyonce had it right. Spoke it. The service finished, and Mackenzie took me and my siblings to McDonald's. We ordered our food and paid and drove up to the last window, and the truck behind us had these super bright headlights, and it was right through the back glass, bouncing off the rear mirror and right into Mackenzie's face. So Mackenzie starts putting her hand in front of the mirror and waving her hand up and down, trying to get, I guess, the attention of the guy behind him. Finally, the guy turns off his lights. Problem solved, right? Nope.
Yes.
The man starts turning his lights on and off, clearly on purpose.
Oh, that's not cool.
All of us trying to ignore it and keep Mackenzie from getting out of the car because she wanted to go tell him to his face how annoying it was. Yeah, it's no use going up to somebody in their car when you're a Christian. Like, if you're a bad Christian, go for it. But if you're really trying to be a Christian, don't get out of your car because you will get told off and you can't swear back at them. And so you can't use any really good stuff.
Yeah.
The best thing you'll come up with is, oh, yeah, your mom. And that's it.
That sometimes answers the question, though.
I know that because I stepped to a guy a little while back, and he was recording me as I was standing near my son's crashed car. And his joke was, you can't park here.
You can't.
And I'm like, you freaking millennial. You think this is funny? You daggum millennial. And he's like, boop, beep, bop, boop, beep, beep, beep. And I'm like, yeah, your mom. And that was it.
That's all you could say.
That's all I could say. And I just silently said to myself, never, ever, ever step to anyone ever again. Because you can't say cuss words. You can't be mean. You can't flip the bird. You're not even supposed to do anything that would lead to a sin, you know? So if you're getting out of a car walking to somebody who's been flashing their lights, you better be ready for some repentance afterwards, or, you know, what is it? I prefer sacrifice to repentance, I think is what the good Lord says.
Obedience.
Obedience to sacrifice.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's better just to not do it in the first place. So,
right.
It's a good thing, basically, that the kids were keeping Mackenzie in the car. So they're keeping her saved. So you don't know how hard it is to be saved, people. It's not all judging Disney all day. You know, it's not all hating on alternative lifestyles. You'd think that would be fun, but it's not. It's hard work. No, just kidding.
It is. It's not. You know how much restraint I have to practice to be able to keep up this angel personification that you claim I have?
No.
It's tiring. You should see me when the camera's not on.
Yeah.
It's just...
Dang it. See, I think you're full of crap. See, that's me swearing at you.
You're full of crap. Stop, you're hurting my feelings.
So, anyway, she wanted to go tell him how annoying it was. Then he drove out of place in line and pulled up beside us. He looked at Mackenzie through the window and said, "Hey, you lot my bright lights?" And she responds and says, "Yeah, they're really bright and illegal." So the man laughs and drives. He guns it into one of the waiting for order spots. So this must have been at like Chick-fil-A.
It's McDonald's.
They don't have those spots. Only Chick-fil-A has those spots, bud.
No, Chick-fil-A has the pre-orders, but at our McDonald's, because they can't get your order out to you in time, they've got reserved spots for where you have
I've
to
only
wait.
Seen it at Culver's and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. And oh, man.
Our McDonald's could care less. You sit there for a half hour, you just sit there, you know?
Just pull up. But where do I go? Just pull up somewhere. We don't care.
We don't care. Just go around. Go around
you're
again.
Get out of the, yeah. You're going to get out and go inside and get your food anyway. So just pull up.
So he guns it and he stops. We got our food and we drove toward the exit and we're waiting in traffic so we could leave. And we heard the man say something. So Mackenzie rolls down her window and said, "What?" And the man yelled from his spot, "Bye, darling."
Oh,
and we drove down the street laughing our heads off, and Mackenzie was beet red from the fact that she just got hit on in front of a bunch of kids by a total jerk at McDonald's. Oh, it was a McDonald's. Okay. Hope it makes it on the show.
It did.
It sure did. It sure did.
We made it.
We need to know what happened.
Poor Mackenzie. I know. I mean, did she get his number or... She was red from being called darling.
You got to respect a man, though, that can flirt unabashedly, you know?
Yeah, after like, being offensive, right?
Well, that is his way, you know? I always got nervous and couldn't even talk. And then on the other end of the spectrum, somewhere in the middle, you got a guy that can talk to a woman without getting stressed out and be pleasurable.
Be charming.
And then on the far end, you got this dude who's just like, "Ain't no women gonna like me, so I'm flirting all day long. You don't like my headlights? Blinkety, blinkety, blinkety. Let's go see what
I'm
this woman
flash
looks
you
like.
I'm gonna with my bright lights, and then I'm gonna hit on you."
I like it when you use your deep voice.
So. Thank you.
This one called Sticky Steps, and it's our last story, and...
Oh.
It's from Jay in Kansas, and it is my favorite. "Usually I take my dog Humphrey outside one last time to do his business before bed. However, on this particular night, I was getting to bed later than normal, and he had already put himself down, so I didn't want to disturb him. So I went to bed full of knowledge that I may need to get up in the middle of the night, and he did, and I did too. So I walked downstairs. I opened the door and we went outside. One of our cats greeted us. It was dark 30 in the morning. I didn't have my glasses. It was very dark, but I could see enough to step around some leaves on the steps. So I had no worries about going out barefoot into the concrete driveway. Well, that didn't work out so well, did it? Because you wouldn't have a story if it did. So I urged Humphrey off the porch and he went to take care of business. And after he had finished, we headed back inside and I noticed these leaves. Again, that I didn't think much about them, is there were often leaves that get blown there by the wind. However, my dog seemed very interested in these leaves, and they were blowing around quite freely. So as I look around at what Humphrey is interested in, I strain to make out the details through my distorted vision in the low light, and I stepped on something. What else could it be? You know, it's that story show. What could it be? I was surprised.
Is it brownies?
I felt it crush under my bare feet.
It crushed.
It felt sticky.
It
reaching around for the light switch. I turn on the porch light to investigate the situation. With the added light, my brain can finally decipher the scene. What I thought were leaves were not leaves. They were not, it was not poop, but the bright red plumage of a now deceased cardinal that the cats had found.
Oh, no.
And what had I stepped on? Those were the leaves. What had I stepped on? Its dismembered head.
Oh, it was sticky.
Sticky, dude.
Why was it sticky?
The brains, man.
What's in the box?
I instantly think of how I could have avoided this situation. I could have grabbed shoes. I could have turned on the light. I could have forced my dog to take care of his crap before bed. But it was all too late. The damage had been done. I scraped what I could of the bird off my foot. I rushed my dog in and cleaned up as well as I could, scrubbing my feet until they felt clean, and then I scrubbed more. My brother later informed me that he was woken by all the noise and wondered why I took a shower at 3 a.m. I had no apologies. I did what I needed to do at the time. And the whole time, I'm thinking to myself, when something weird, annoying, or bird-related happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just call that story show. So,
I had to take a shower because I stepped on a dead bird's head.
I love it when people think of us so. When something bad happens, they're like, this is my next story for the show.
That's right. That should be your first thought, or maybe the second thought.
Yeah. Well, we're like the ambulance chasers that advertise on the side of the road. They're like, your first call should be 911. Your second call should be mine, you know?
That story show. Tell us how terribly embarrassing that moment was for you in full detail.
We used to have an 800 number. I should have put that on the thing. Make sure if you're in a true emergency, call 911. Hang up and call 911 right now. If you're not, please stay online and tell us all the gory details.
Yes. That would be good. That would be good. We can figure that out.
We can figure it out. We're the ambulance chasers of podcasting. Is what we
That's
are.
Right.
We just want you for
your
stories. We
want your juicy stories.
That's it. We got a couple of announcements. Hats are still available. Nobody bought one last week, so you get to hear the announcement again. Etsy.com/NLcast. I'm about to put some more products on there. I've got keychains, and I got stickers.
Ooh, so just in time for fall.
I'll announce those. Yeah. I mean, Christmas is rolling around. I got an idea for a shirt today that I'm thinking about doing. I'll be announcing that soon too. It's based on last week's episode. So,
The trough racers?
No.
what was that? Was that go as trough racers, right?
It was race trough is what it
race
was
trough.
Called. Yeah. Yeah. this podcast is possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. Get that story show premium that includes ad-free listening, swag, and a weekly bonus podcast. Last week's went on for 45 bonus minutes.
Whoa. What were those guys rambling on about this time?
Dude, it is like a whole extra podcast every week. So try it out free for 7 days. Patreon.com/thatstoryshow. Again, Patreon.com/thatstoryshow. Special thanks to our producers, James Spengler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. That is us for today. Do you have a funny story that you'd like featured on a future episode? Sure you do. Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com where you can type it or talk it. And while you're there, join our mailing list for the latest updates. Please take a moment, leave a review in iTunes or Spotify, and remember, when something weird, annoying, or bird-related happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. As soon as I get this bird brain scrubbed off my feet. I was in line at McDonald's, minding my own biz, when this guy's headlights came on. He tried to turn on Riz. I don't really know what it means, but I think he was trying to hit me with something brighter than lightning. So I tried to tell him, stop it, get away from here. But he pulled up beside me and said, what's up, dear? This is me. It's how I flirt, and it's not very good. I got a couple deer antlers attached to my hood. So he pulled up into a lane far ahead, and we got our stuff just stuffed in some bread, and we passed it out and drove and waited on some traffic. That guy wasn't done, man. He said something sickly. So we rolled down our window, say, hey, what's going on? He looked back at us and say, I am from now on. And then she's a no, I ain't down for that. I'm just trying to feed these kids while their parents on a date.
That one was different.
It was. Sorry.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.